Philip Hope joining us for a corridor here. The Tolliga Bay cleanup is being coordinated by the Eastland Wood Council. The chief executive is Philip, who has connections to Te Whanaua Rua Taupare and Taitanga Hauiti, and has a background in advocacy and sustainable development. Philip, thanks for joining us on the program again. Ko Dale tēnei, a warm welcome to you. Ho tēnā koe.
Kia ora, ka whai, Dale.
Kia ora, I've spoken with Hekia earlier today, and what can only be considered a very comprehensive report, 44 pages, so quite succinct and quite critical of the forestry sector and also compliance from the local council. I don't think she's, or the report is singling out those two entities per se, but I guess we all have to shoulder some responsibility, Philip. Eastland Wood made submissions on that ministerial inquiry. Do you think that that your whakaro, your perspective were considered and heard, Philip? What's your initial reaction to that kaupapa?
Well, we feel that the report outlines a clear series of recommendations. It's certainly going to encourage greater collaboration across the sector, including with iwi, mana whenua, local and central government. We agree in principle with the report. And just to clarify, the Eastland Wood Council, whilst we represent 130,000 hectares of production forestry, we are not actually a forestry company. We don't own or manage forestry blocks. But what we do is we advocate for the sector. And in this regard, we did see the need for change, and we welcomed the report.
Okay, and thanks for that clarification. So the Eastland Wood Council, you two, look at where we are, and while it's understandable, everyone wants to clear away the debris, so to speak, it's mitigating the effects of expected weather events, not dissimilar to what we have just experienced. Sadly, that is a reality going forward, with aspects of climate change affecting global weather patterns. So what have we learnt here, and what would some of the desires of the Eastland Wood Council be going forward so that, A, we don't have to confront this situation in the way that we have this time around, and, B, how we can operate more effectively, better, still protecting jobs and opportunity, but also being a bit more mindful and respectful of the needs of papatūānuki?
Yes, no, I totally agree. I think the first priority, our submission was actually 43 pages, so it was almost the same as the ministerial report. But we recommended there needed to be a fulsome review of land. We needed to identify which areas needed to be retired from plantation forestry. And obviously, there needs to be a real focus on the cleanup effort. Granted, a lot of that work has already been carried out and is continuing to be carried out. The challenge we have is, whilst there has been a lot of good remedial work done, not everyone in the sector has been leading in that space. So this report is going to provide a framework, which is really important to reset the industry. One of the more challenging aspects of the report that we hear from individual forestry companies, not all, and that was around the restrictions on harvesting. And so all we've said is, look, please do some modelling and come back to us with what that looks like so we can provide that further feedback to the ministerial panel. I mean, what we know is a viable business means a thriving community. We need to keep that in Te Tairāwhiti. One of the risks, if some of these recommendations are implemented to the letter, would be that some forestry blocks would be retired, and that means they would be retired to become permanent carbon farms. Well, that would be detrimental to the environment, and it would be detrimental to the communities that rely on the forestry primary industry. So I think we've got to work through, sort of go through the detail of some of these recommendations, particularly the restrictions on harvest volume, and just reflect back what that looks like, so we can come up with a model that certainly meets the expectations of the inquiry, but also will enable the industry to function and enable those communities that rely on the industry to continue to do so.
Definitely, Philip. Can you flesh that out for a moment? Because we retire some blocks. These are the very steepest of blocks, which really, in some ways now, in hindsight, we realise we perhaps shouldn't have planted with pine in the first place. And then they're going to become carbon farms. But you say that's detrimental to communities. Just flesh that out for our listeners, please, Philip.
Well, at the moment, we understand that the terrain in Tairāwhiti is very steep. We have a very erodible soils. Now, if you leave trees like pine trees standing, they're only going to get bigger, which means that they're going to become at greater risk of wholesale slope failure. So, for example, we have a wall of wood coming our way, which is the consequence of government policy post-Cyclone Bola. Now, those forestry blocks were privatised over time. They were originally stood up by government support and incentive to plant in trees. There was always the intention and the understanding by government of the day that there would be a monetary return for these forestry blocks when they're harvested. What they didn't understand back then was the impact that climate change is having now, and we've seen this with the latest one. But if you leave these trees standing, they're going to become bigger, they're going to become heavier, and that means they're at greater risk of having huge collapse, where you're going to have sections of woodlots that will end up in river systems and ultimately down in riverbeds and out to the beaches. So I think we've just got to be mindful about that. Great that we should be retiring some sections. The big question is, how do you retire those blocks? Do you leave them standing? Or do we have a process by which they are felled, where we're not compromising the health and safety of workers and we're not compromising the environment? And I think that's the challenge that we now have, is to work through the detail.
I thank you for sharing some perspectives again, Philip, and look forward to talking this stuff through. There's much more to table. All the best to you, Philip. Thanks very much for your thoughts today.
Kia ora, thank you.
Tēnā koe. Eastland Wood Council Chief Executive Philip Hope from Te Whanau Ruataupare and Taitanga Ahauriti.